And we're back. We're here. It must be Sunday. It must be noon. Because I'm here, you're there. And happy Sunday. And happy Nooner. I'm your Nooner. Every Sunday. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock. So hopefully keep the volume turned up. You're not out pontooning today, I don't think. Maybe Thursday and Friday. Well, Friday was really windy. Maybe Thursday was awesome. So I hope the heck. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello. I am sleepy.
I know. I was just telling Marie that. I don't know why. I just feel like duh.
And this weather, it gives me like headaches.
Yeah. Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Me, I just want to turn in and put in a good movie and sit down and watch it.
Yeah, I call that rainy no wakey.
Yeah, rainy no wakey. Yeah. But to watch a movie, you got to be awake.
No, that's an old camping term. It's just if you wake up to your alarm and it's raining, I'm not packing up camp in the rain. Rainy, no wakey. We're going to bed.
Oh, that's smart. That's a smart move. Smart move. So hopefully you guys got some questions because it's rainy, so you're really not outside and about. And so you got some questions for us. And today we have your spring grooming. We got Marie from Ma and Pa's Grooming Salon up in Forest Lake and North Branch. We got her today, so she will be answering any grooming questions that you have. And if she doesn't know the answer, she'll give you one you believe. Just like what I do for Katie K9. But anyway, just kidding. So hopefully you're up for a couple hours of fun here, and as always. And your mom, you did your mom's show yesterday.
I did indeed.
Yeah, and I just caught a part of it, and I just had to chuckle with it. But how was it working with your mom?
Oh, it's always an experience.
Is it?
Yeah, we do actually quite a few little random gigs together, including event work and stuff. And we work fairly well together. Sometimes I have to remind her, though, that I'm not her daughter in some context.
Yeah, there you go.
We're good on the air.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You notice my new headphones?
Oh, yeah.
They're very big.
They look very comfortable.
Well, they are very comfortable, but they're very big.
It looks like you could take a nap in one of the ear muffs.
Partner, yeah. You got that right. I ordered another one. I gave Marie the other one. I'll have to find out how that is. But because I couldn't make up my mind, I would like the look of that, the other one. Mm. But this one here, look, that I tried once before and I couldn't use them on air, is where it has a speaker.
It's kind of Bluetooth thing. Yes. You got to be careful with that because it causes feedback.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my God, these are $500 headphones. They'll be perfect because I'm going on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, those are actually the worst ones.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I only paid $40 for this one. $20 for, sorry, I put you on the cheap one, Marie.
Yeah, mine are pretty.
That little voice was Marie from Ma and Pa's Grooming. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you. Hello.
And we're going to teach us about spring cleanup for our kids, our furry kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can apply it to two little kids. No. Whatever. My grandkids, I'll tell you. Once they hit the farm, they change color because they're in every puddle, every mud slot, everything. That's where they are.
Love it.
Yeah, they definitely know how to have fun. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking grooming, and I got some other stuff to talk about. Let's see. Allergies. You know, it's that time of year. The allergies are starting to rise. So we're going to talk a little bit about allergies. And then dog walking etiquette. When you take your dog out for a walk, etiquette, because everybody's starting to get out and about. I imagine Thursday, a path was packed because it was so nice out. So, like I say, hopefully we will, you know, get into that dog walking etiquette, because there is an etiquette. There's an etiquette to everything. Okay. So anyway, how is Stanley doing?
He's doing good. We're watching him right now because my parents just headed to Vegas to pick up their Winnebago, going on a little road trip.
Ooh.
I feel like I live half my time at their house nowadays.
Wow.
They've been traveling so much.
Wait a minute. They just got out. They were just on a sailboat.
Yep. I was home for 2 weeks. And I'm going to spend 2 weeks at their house.
Oh, my gosh.
My house has become my office. I, like, work from home a lot of the time, but now I, like, pack up Stanley in my car, and we drive back to my house, and he has to, like, chill out for a while I get some work done.
Oh, jeez. How, with everything she does, how can she go on these excursions between her TV show and the radio show and stuff like that? How can she do all this?
That's a good question. I think because her show has good people willing to step in and cover with Stephanie March, and they trade off in that sense. Wow. And then also she turns these excursions and stuff into shows. Experiences she can share about. Yeah, exactly.
Tax write-off.
Exactly. And she'll be posting on Instagram, you know, so follow along. They just saw like Lauryn Hill in concert last night. And
oh, my.
Yeah, they've been having a great time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Refresh my memory. Who's mom again?
Stephanie Hansen on The Weekly
that's
Dish.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Weekly Dish.
Awesome. Yes, and Taste Buds. She's quite the cook.
Yeah, I love listening to her. I just didn't put it together for a second.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, I just assumed Marie knew. So I see her. She's like, huh? I should have explained a little bit more. Sorry. But anyway. So hopefully you got questions for both me and Marie today. And so we're going to be taking them. So you want to give a holler, 651-641-1071. And for once, let's go to break a little bit early and then come back and start talking, okay? Okay, so let's see. The first one. A box, what is this? Okay, a box without hinges, lock or key, yet golden treasure lies within. What is it? A box without hinges, lock or key, yet golden treasure lies within. What is it? We'll be back. Oh, hi, I'm back, I think. It's my tune, isn't it? Sometimes I'm not sure if the music is part of a commercial or if it's my time coming back.
Well, if you don't hear something advertised within 10 seconds, then it's you.
All righty then. Okay, where am I here? Okay, a box, sort of, okay, without hinges, lock, or key, yet golden treasure lies within. What is it? What do you think there, Ellie?
Tiffany's gift box? Does it have hinges?
No, it doesn't have hinges. No hinges or lock or key. What?
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, turn it on. No, no, that's it. Okay, wait, no, is your red? Yeah, okay, now you're on.
I was thinking Pandora's box.
Box, yeah, okay. No, it's an egg.
How is that a box?
Well, see, that's why, you know, a box, yeah, kind of, sort of.
My other answer was like pyramid, and then I was like, well, a pyramid's not a box.
Ah, without hinges, lock, or key. Yeah, golden treasure lies within an egg.
Okay,
well, it's not the best one, but...
Let's go back to geometry.
I got more. Hang in there. But anyway, well, let's take the first caller here, and then we're going to be talking to Marie about spring grooming. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's up?
First up, we have Carrie, who has a rescue, who's started to pee on her bed.
Ah, hey, Carrie, how you doing?
I am good, thank you.
Okay, what kind of dog?
He's a King Charles Cavalier.
Okay, and then how long have you had him?
Just about 2 months.
2 months. Now, are you fostering him, or is this your new dog?
Oh, he's my new dog.
Oh, okay. Do you have any other dogs or cats in the house?
No.
Okay. And where does he sleep at night?
Well, he was sleeping with me, and all of a sudden, he's just started peeing on the bed. So now he's in the kennel.
Okay, well, that's good. Because what happens, usually when dogs start peeing on your bed, and same with cats, too, it's a kind of like, I'm cool and you're not, all right? It's a challenge for the leadership of the pack, okay? And so that's why what you did, put him in the kennel, excellent. Because now, did he pee on the bed, like, when you were sleeping?
He did it right in front of me.
Oh, really?
We were just getting ready to go to bed, and we had just been outside the last time. This is
okay.
The last time he had just been outside, and he wouldn't go.
Okay.
To the potty.
Okay.
And he came in. We were going to go to bed, and let loose right there.
Right there. Okay. Has it happened again? At any? Has he gone on your bed at any other time? You know, like you go to go to bed, and he's already peed on it.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. How many times?
Maybe two or three.
Okay. Make sure you cover your bedspread with something that's until we get this result.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, I got a couple questions for you. Okay, when you go for a walk, where is he? Is he walking politely at your side on a loose lead, or is he scanning in front of you?
He's all over the place.
Okay.
He was a breeder dog, so he's like not have a lot of training to do with him, but...
Yep, okay. And then, like, when you go outside... does he go through first?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Do you give set feeding times or do you free feed?
No, he eats about 7 in the morning and then 5.
Okay. Okay, so what's happening here, and especially what you just said, he's a breeder dog. Okay, they know nothing about real life, okay? They've been either in a yard, you know, him having a lot of fun, or in a kennel, having a lot of fun. And so what happens is that what you're doing is, what's happening here is a dominance and marking territory. And so what you've got to do is that we've got to get him to start walking on a leash politely. You go through the door first, he go through second. All right. You've got to do things that in a dog's eyes sees you as a better leader. All right. Okay. And so that's why now I'm obviously he's fixed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Was he just fixed when you got him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they had just got him.
Okay. Yeah, because it takes 90 days for the cycle of the hormones, or not hormones. What am I thinking here?
Testosterone.
Testosterone, thank you. Couldn't think of it. It's like hormones or girls, not that's not the that testosterone. Yeah, the man stuff. Okay, so the so it takes 90 days. First 30 days is the big, but then they still have live bullets until 90 days out. Okay, and then they also have kind of the cockiness that goes with it. Because what you got to remember, this dog doesn't know anything about doing anything. And so what you've got to do is help teach him to move him forward. So I'd either you can sign him for a private class with me or one of my classes, or just, but you got to get into some training so you can start getting him to walk politely on a leash, look to you for direction, and build a bond. Okay. And so then, in the meantime, you're going to keep that door shut or put a tarp on your bed. So if he does whiz, it's not, you don't have, not always doing laundry. All right. Don't give him opportunity. Now, how is his potty training going?
Well, he does not like to go at all. I mean, we'll go outside and walk and walk and walk, and he won't go.
Okay.
He'll hold it for like 15 hours.
Okay, what you got to do is you got to reiterate potty. Oh, no, he's never been potty trained. He's just used to going, okay? So what you got to do is you got to give set feeding times, which you are, okay? And then the most time they has to go potty is first when they get up in the morning, right when they wake up from a nap, right after they get done playing, and about 10, 15 minutes after they get done eating or drinking. Now, this is what you got to do, is that the first week he's going to be on a leash tied to you. You're not going to give him any freedom in the house at all. Okay, if you don't have time to have him tied to you, then he's in his kennel, okay? Okay, the second week is you're going to let him drag the leash, but he can't go out of the room that you're in. The fourth week, you're going to start letting him drag the leash and go in more places if everything's been going well up to that. Now, this is going to be your potty protocol. Okay, first thing in the morning, you always get a piddle and a doo-doo. You're going to go out to the potty spot, stand still, and in a, like a chant, go potty, or get busy, get busy. When he goes, just call me, say thank you. Okay, the maximum, this is where your problem lying, the maximum time is, bless you, the maximum time, Marie just sneezed. But anyway, outside is 2 minutes. That's the maximum time for a Minnesota dog. You want your dog to get out there, get the business done, and gets it right back into the house. You don't want, you're creating a putzer by letting him walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. You want him just to get out there, get his business done, and then get right back in the house. Now, if you want to go for a walk or do something, then you can go. Okay? So now you take him outside. Now, let's say it's the first potty in the morning. You take him outside, stand still. He's on like a 10-foot line. Go potty, go potty. When he goes, just call me, say thank you. Don't say good boy. That gets him all nutsy in the headsy. Okay, now let's say he did a piddle, but 2 minutes is up and he hasn't done a doo-doo. Bring him back in. You're going to put him in his kennel and you're going to feed him in the kennel. Okay, he gets fed in his kennel now. All right. 10 minutes after he gets done eating, go back to the kennel, take the bowl out. Now take him back out on your 10-foot line. Stand still. Go potty, go potty, go potty. And you're going to notice in about 3 days, he's going to start making the connection and he's going to start going faster instead of putzing. All right. If he's putzing, don't give a correction. Just give a little tap on the leash. Hey, 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 let's go potty. You'll keep him on task, you know, because a lot of times they want to go out there and smell everything that went through during the night. You want to keep him on task. Hey, 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 come on, let's go potty. Go potty. Stay very calm, very straight lined, okay? Just monotoned, all right? And so then, like I said, now let's say you only got the piddle. So you bring him back in, put him in the kennel. He eats 10 minutes after he gets done eating. Then you open the kennel. Take them, and now you're going to take them back outside. Stand still. Go potty. Go potty. Now you should get a doo-doo, okay? And so now he's done piddling doo-doo the first thing in the morning. If you don't get a doo-doo, okay, at 2 minutes is up, you bring him back in. Okay, now make sure you keep him on a leash with you or keep him in the kennel because that's going to come out sometime and you are going to be in charge of it, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because what you have to do, remember, these dogs have had no input whatsoever. None.
Right.
And so you've got a clean slate, and now you're going to teach them. What are you going to teach them? Okay? So you're going to teach them sit. You're going to teach them come, teach them down, off. You know what I mean? All the things that all the dogs need to know, right? But the big thing is here, don't give them any freedom in the house for the next 4 weeks without, you know what I mean? So you are in charge, and you're teaching him what potty is called and where to go and where it goes. Okay?
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, so give that a shot. What food are you feeding?
It's called Pura Vida, I think.
Pura Vida? Good job. Yep. Yeah. Excellent food. Excellent. Okay. Are you rehydrating it or are you just feeding it dry?
I'm feeding them dry.
Okay. Try rehydrating it because dogs don't chew their food. They slam it. And then that whole nugget sits in their stomach. And now they got to drink a bunch of water to compensate for all the dry matter. And a lot of times what happens, they start having loose stools and gut problems because they can't they just can't break the food down. So if you take what you're going to feed and put it in a bowl, put hot tap water on until it floats nicely, put it aside. Come back in a half hour. All the water should be gone. Okay, then you can put your supplements in. Oh, feel a couple of the nuggets, and they should be pretty near soft to the center. If they are, then put your supplements in, mix it up, and now feed it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because it's going to be healthier for him, okay?
Oh, okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Thank you. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
No problem. Okay, bye.
Yeah, because peeing on the bed, folks, both cats and dogs, that's a dominance thing. I'm cool and you're not. Mm-hmm. And so being that he was a breeder dog, or even if he wasn't a breeder dog, but he just needs to, you know, more input. So he sees her as more of a leader is what it is. Okay. Okay, who's up next?
Next up, we have Susie, who has some questions about what brush she should use for sensitive skin.
All right, there you go. Hey, Susie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm right here.
Hey, we're on speakerphone.
Hey, Katie.
Hi. What kind of dog do you got?
I have got a 16-and-a-half-year-old white poodle.
Okay. So what's your question to Marie?
My question is, and you may have dealt with this as well, I think the white poodles I've had just about every color have more sensitive skin. And as she's gotten older, it's gotten more sensitive, and she has those little warty things, you know, on. I can't use a slicker brush on her. What I am using, and I don't know if it's the best thing, thanks to one of my neighbors who is clearing out her cat stuff, I have a comb, which is a metal, kind of a wide tooth comb that I use on her, but I don't know if that's the best thing to use. I don't want to irritate her skin, and I don't want this to be, you know,
right,
a struggle.
Yeah, you and a lot of other owners, too. So what do you have to say about that, Marie?
Well, I don't think the wire is the worst thing. I would recommend a wire one. My concern with the wide tooth, I have standard poodles, so I get this a lot. Plus, we see it a lot at the salon. But the wider the tooth, the more likelihood of catching one of those growths.
Okay.
You're on the right track with the metal comb. I think that's a really good option. Is the hair still pretty thick, or are we pretty thin at this point?
We keep it pretty short.
Okay.
She's got a good coat.
Okay.
But I think, you know, what concerns me as well, and I don't know if I'm sure it's true for dogs, the brushing helps stimulate the oil in their skin, maybe, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I don't know if I'm doing it with that.
Yeah. What you say is true, but it's more in your fur-bearing dogs than your dogs that have hair. And poodles have more of that hair. So I wouldn't be more as concerned about producing the oil as I am with irritating the skin, which is back to your original question. That's a really good point.
Okay, hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay, Susie, hold on. Don't hang up. We got to run to break. Oops, I'm a little behind here. Okay, next one is, what are five little objects of everyday sort? You will find us all in the ladies' court. What are we? We'll be back.
How does a Minnesotan boatin', floatin', never gloatin', start a journey seeking a better well-being to improve his health and brain with $10 to his name?
At the YMCA.
Enrollment's 10 bucks, no dues till May. He's gotta spend that Hamilton. Gotta spend that Hamilton. No dues till May. No dues till May. Today, spend that Hamilton. Join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
Okay, this one's kind of dumb, but it's okay. Okay, we are five little objects of an everyday sort. You will find us all in the ladies' court. What are we?
Buttons. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Crusty brain
ideas?
Today. No.
Okay, vowels.
Oh, vowels?
Ladies' court. Yeah, ladies' court.
Oh.
Okay. We are five little objects of everyday sort. You'll find us all in the ladies' court. What are we? Vowels.
That was going to be a hard one considering I'm not looking at the book.
That's true. After I read it, it's like, yeah, never mind. I should have just passed on that one.
I was really thinking, like, what is like five things every woman has? And I was really stuck.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Okay, let's go back to Susie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hi, Susie. You with us?
I am.
Okay, go ahead, Marie.
Okay, so how often are you getting your dog groomed?
About every 8 weeks.
Okay. Is she matting in between grooming?
No.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say matting. Maybe a little bit like under her arms in front and maybe her shoulders a little bit. That's where her hair seems to come in a little bit thicker.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty common. So I'm going to try to describe a brush that I would recommend, hard on the radio, but it's called a flexible slicker brush. And it's a slicker brush. It's usually two-sided, but they're extremely flexible. So they don't have this rigidness. So when you're brushing the dog, it flexes and it's just more gentle on their skin.
Okay.
The other thing is that if she is not knotting up and matting up, mm-hmm. and you're bringing him in and the groomer's like, hey, why aren't you brushing your dog in between? Don't worry about it. You know,
okay.
I would be more concerned about those spots that you talked about, the tail, the ears, maybe her top knot, the top of her head.
Okay.
But her general body, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
You know, how short are you going on your grooms?
I don't know the number on the thing.
Half I'd an inch, quarter of an inch.
Probably a quarter of an inch.
Okay, yeah. So you're coming in every 8 weeks. That's phenomenal. That's absolutely recommended. So I would avoid it in general. You know, unless,
okay.
you know, and talk with your groomer about that. Ask your groomer this question because she can show you a brush that would work. But I would definitely use a comb if you feel like you need to. And look for that flexible slicker brush. It works really good. Another option doesn't work as well, but a pin brush is an option. You could look at that. Those will work too. Any of these you can find on Amazon. I recommend Chuck and Don's. Go up to them. Ask them, hey, you know, what's a good brush?
Okay.
But that's what I would do because you're getting her groomed enough where, you know, I wouldn't worry about reinducing all these oils, especially in an older dog that's got all the added lumps and bumps kind of thing. I would just stay away from it.
Okay.
Which sounds weird coming from a groomer because we're always like, brush your dog.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You got another question? Go for it.
She's blind so she doesn't like having her face done.
Okay.
And... I have a clipper, which I used to shave my husband's the back of his neck.
Sure.
And this last time I tried doing it, and she moved, and of course, you know,
burned
her a little bit.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, now that she's that age, how important is it to have their whole face shaved? I mean, I want to keep the hair out of her eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's got detached retinas, so, you know, her eyes are a little sunken in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dr. Oliveira says, yeah, the hair does irritate her little eyes, so we try and hand clip them and so forth. But, you know, how important is it? I mean, what do you do with an older dog who doesn't like to have their face shaved? Do you even bother trying, or you just, what do you do?
Well, there's tricks that we can do, but no, I think you're bringing up a really big another show is humanity over vanity, you know, and I think your question is absolutely spot on. Like, do we have to do it? Shaving a poodle's clean face is an aesthetic that you don't have to do it. But when you're not shaving it, now comes the, I got to make sure that it's, you know, clear of the eyes. I got to make sure that it's not getting matted and getting gunk in it, because obviously it's around the mouth, and then you've got that whole avenue of things. So there's, you can talk, again, talk with your groomer and just say, hey, this is really bothering her. What are your suggestions?
Can you trim it up with the hand scissors?
You can.
Okay.
You can also do a longer blade, which is not as, I like to say, invasive. You don't have to put as much pressure on the dog.
Okay.
But when you're dealing with a dog that's blind, a lot of times it's just the noise and the pressure they don't like.
Yes,
so they're going to be okay with that scissor coming in. We're still going to be working around the eyes, around the nose, around the teeth to kind of maintain that.
Yeah.
But it will be something added to your grooming that I would not wait 8 weeks to groom that out.
Okay.
You know, especially if you're leaving it a half an inch and now you're going, and as we know, poodles can grow like hair, so they can grow anywhere up to a half an inch to an inch a month, you know, so it is something you're going to have to maintain more. Has your groomer brought up that she's having trouble doing it?
Yeah, she has. And, you know, I don't know how much experience they have with older pets. They, you know, so
that's a decision too. That were you trimming? You were trimming her at one time, correct?
Her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Trying to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like Marie said, you know, the face is you can't wait 8 weeks. All right, so that maybe your groomer can show you how to trim up a little bit, you know, so you can make it, you know, within the, you know, that, or, yeah, you know, without bringing them in.
We always are going to scoop around the eyes. We're going to get all of that kind of maintenance type stuff, and that should last 8 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe bump up her groomings more often. Another thing we do a lot at Mon Paws is dogs like yours. You know, there's this kind of conception where my dog's getting older, I need to bring it in less, and really we need to bring it in more.
Okay.
You could even bump her up to, and everybody's budget's different, time is worth something too, but I would do every 4 weeks and not necessarily do a full haircut, but do that maintenance type stuff. So we're cleaning around the eyes, we're doing around the face the best that we can.
Okay.
Maybe doing some little brushing and combing, making sure the skin's holding up, and then on the other 4 weeks, give them a full haircut and kind of do that every other time. And we find that that works really, really well.
So yeah, that's my only problem with that is my groomers are mobile and they're going to charge me the full price to come out and do that.
Yeah.
If I'm using the clipper on her, go in the direction that her hair is growing.
Poodles don't have a direction. They're curly coated, so you can't do it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know they don't have a direction.
I didn't know they added.
But otherwise, like I said, if you got a nice scissors, but with a rounded tip, so you don't have to worry about stabbing anything, you know, working around the eyes. Yeah. How many pounds is your poodle?
10 and a half.
Okay.
The little one. Yeah. Okay. The littler are smaller.
Yeah.
It's a lot trickier. So,
That's what I do use is a safety scissors that has a round tip on it.
Yeah. Just do that. And, you know, we're kind of at a point where it doesn't look pretty. It's just making her healthy and making her feel good. Yeah. And, you know, if you're doing that maybe once a week, you can kind of stay in front of it and she'll get used to it, cleaning out all those eye stuff that you're getting. And, yeah, if you're comfortable doing that and she's letting you do that, give that a shot.
And around the mouth, too.
Yep.
Just watch for that. Yep, watch for that.
Yep.
Okay.
Just take your time and don't shake.
I'll put the pressure on. No pressure.
I know. She starts shaking sometimes and then I start shaking and it's not a good thing.
But see, the thing is, you don't have to do it all in one day. You could do like maybe one side one day, and a couple days later do the other side. Give yourself both a break.
Yeah,
you know, like what Marie say, it's not vanity here. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's functional instead of feng shui.
And if she lays on the couch and you can just do a little bit, and then wait till she flips over, does a little bit. You know, just find a
when she's relaxed.
Yeah, grooming can be a very bonding experience.
Yeah,
very bonding experience.
Yep. See, if you just say people that want to cut toenails and you want to do all 4 feet at the same time, and a dog is having a hissy fit. I said, you know, you'll be able to sit on your dog once and get it all done at one time. You ain't never touching that dog again. And so the thing is, if you can do one nail a day, and just like with you, do one little clipping, you know, today, and then do a little bit more clipping tomorrow or the next day, you know, it's all going to come together, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a drama queen. I had toe grips put on her, and I went to Total Dog, and Sue, who owns it, will put them on and stuff. And she was just, and I thought, oh, no, and I can't keep all of them on her. I'm continually trying to find one and putting it back on. now once she's had them on, it's like no problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I mean, people were standing in the store going, oh my God, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a drama queen, all right. You know, I mean, there's nothing to scream about. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there was such a drama prior to that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, kid. Well, thank you so much. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
No, good luck.
Thank you. You've been a big help.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, we were talking at break that the metal combs, you know, you want ones that have the narrow side and one with the wide side, don't you?
Yeah, typically they come that way. Okay. But on the rare occasion, they can be all skinny or all wide. And my only concern is with the wide is it can catch tips of tails. It can catch their noses. And if they've got sores or scabs, it can catch them.
Okay. What about plastic combs? Is metal any better than plastic or what?
Plastic, might as well just throw it away.
What, throw it away?
They won't get through the coat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that their poodles don't have a direction. Is that with all curly coats?
All curly coats don't have a direction.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be back. Hold on. And let's see. If a dog has a fever, what should you feed them? If your dog has a fever, what should you feed them? We'll be back. Dreaming one day. All right. I noticed that song. That's a song and not an advertisement. Okay. I'm proud of me. Okay. If a dog has a fever, what should you feed them? What do you think, Ellie?
Kombucha bone broth.
Yay. What do you think, Marie?
I should know this, but I don't.
Okay.
I mean, ice comes to mind. Nope. I joked pumpkin because pumpkin fixes everything.
Everything. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mind you, folks, these are funny riddles. It doesn't have to do with true facts. Oh, okay.
I know, but kombucha is still a pun.
No, I'm very impressed. And Nutrisource will love you for that because kombucha really is awesome. Every dog, cat, even, I'm sorry, but it, you know, doesn't say cats on it, but I still give, you know, put it in the water bowl for the cats.
What in it can a cat not eat?
Yeah. Well, some cats are pretty finicky. Okay. If a dog has a fever, what should you feed them? Mustard. Because it's the best thing for hot dogs.
Yeah, I do like that one.
I think that's pretty funny.
You're redeeming yourself on these questions. That was a good one.
Okay, take that to the water cooler tomorrow. Okay, Susie's back. She thought of another question.
Yeah, and you know, you never make sure to confirm with people that they don't have another question, and she immediately called back. Yeah. I did have another question.
Oh, good. There you go. Hey, Casey. Hey, Susie.
In a moment, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so what's the question?
All right. I just had my girl to my regular vet. We also see Dr. Levy, and I haven't had a chance to compare this with her, but my regular vet said, the school of thought now is not to pull the hair out of their ears because when you do so, it makes them open to more infection in their ears. I mean, if I even was pulling hair out of my girl's ears in between the groomers because they become a fuzz net, what do you know and what do you feel?
You're right. That's changed over the years. When I went to grooming school 20 plus years ago, I mean, they were talking about putting hair down there. That's how clean they needed to be. Now it's, you know, does the dog need it? Poodles, I like to say, get carpets in their ears. And so they have so much ear hair in there. It's just, most dogs are going to have issues with that. So we need to find that happy medium. If your vet is just saying it because that's kind of how it changes and not specific to your dog. So this is what I do when clients come in. I'm like, what does your vet recommend? What do you recommend? I think we should find a happy medium and we can go in there and gently pull out some in between and doesn't have to be naked to the point that we are going in and pulling so much that we are leaving an open follicle that can introduce bacteria and cause infections.
Okay.
Ear plucking doesn't cause infections, but it can definitely, if you have something going on, it can create it. It can aspire it to be faster and also produce it. So it's not something that's straightforward to say, hey, one dog should do it, one dog, or all dogs should do it. It's very much, are you having trouble with ear infections?
She gets some inflammation in her ears.
Okay.
Because she produces a lot of wax in her ears or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't shake her head. She doesn't rub her, you know, her ears or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I am not, I go to Dr. Levy.
Yep.
I am not one who's, oh, we'll just give her an antibiotic.
Right.
No, we won't.
Right.
Type of a thing. So, you know, that's what we're looking at here.
If you came to me with that question, I would say if we're not having a history of problems with it, let's keep doing what we're doing. However, I wouldn't go through and make the dog so naked that we're having every hair follicle is wide open. There's different ways that we can pluck ear hair in one of them. And if you're doing it in between, I think that's good because then it doesn't put the groomer in a position where I have to take all of it or none of it. So I would definitely leave some ear hair in there. But if it's been working, I would steady as she goes kind of thing.
Question. How do you do it? Do you have, like, are you plucking the ear or the ear hairs like you pluck your eyebrows?
Well, I have got a little it looks like a scissors, only it's real, like a nose.
It's a hemostat.
Needle pliers, and it's got little grippies on it. It's for plucking ear.
Yeah. It's called a hemostat. They use them in hospitals all the time. And again, back in the day, we would go in and we would twist all that hair and we'd pull everything out. Mm-hmm. And I look back now going, oh my gosh, that was horrible.
Okay.
I never did like it. Now we use our fingers for the most part, unless we have to get all of that out. And there's no other way if it's really, really deep.
Okay.
So are you using any powder?
No.
Okay.
Well, powder seems to make whatever that wax is in our ears.
Yeah, that's a poodle thing. So if you're able just to go in with your fingers and lightly pluck it out, that's what I would keep doing.
Not use the hemostat then.
Well, in your case, if it's working, keep doing what's working. Okay. You know, don't deviate just because all of a sudden we're kind of learning that. I've had many poodles over the years, and I've had one where if I touched her with anything, ear infection. I had one that if I didn't do it once a week, ear infections. You know, every dog's different. So if this is working for you, I would continue doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a nose hair trimmer? Can you use that on the ear?
You can, but I wouldn't.
Okay, well, I was just wondering. I'm just the average person.
Some people do that, but you could cut that skin. That skin is very tender in there. And I wouldn't want to cut that.
Okay. I was just
not
wondering.
Not only that, but where does the hair go at that point?
That's true.
Does it fall back down into the ear canal?
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, see, that's why somebody's got to ask the goofy questions.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good question. Good question.
No, there's no bad questions.
There you go. You got that. Okay, is that it, Susie?
I hope so.
Okay, well, if you think of another one, please call in. We'll be here for another hour and 10 minutes. Okay.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
In case you're just tuning in, we got Marie from Ma and Pa's Beauty Salon for Dogs. So how can they get a hold of you?
I am on Facebook.
Okay.
And I am on Google, obviously. So I do have two locations. One is in Forest Lake. One is in North Branch. And best way is just to go to Facebook or Google.
And then just how Ma is M-A?
Yeah. Ma, M-A, which is short for Marie.
Yep.
And then P-A-W-S, Pet Grooming Salons.
Okay. Sounds good. Yep. So that's how they can get a hold of you, right?
We're not located in California or New York. Yeah. We're in Minnesota because there is Ma and Pa's in those locations as well.
Yeah. So. There's Ma and Pa's. There's Katie's Canine, one in Canada and one in California, too. Yeah, if you
Google
that.
And here we thought we were original.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what can you say? Okay, spring cleanup. So now it's that time of year. And with this winter, since it's been so mild, there really isn't the mud and the yucky stuff, you know, like there is, you know, in a regular spring with the meltings and all that kind of stuff and how dry it is. So where do we start?
Well, I just think the expectations. And again, like Katie just brought up, that, you know, for sure, we haven't had the same year as we typically have. But we see a lot of times where dogs that come in, last time they were in was in October, and then they come back in May.
Okay.
And they expect Fluffy to look fluffy. And unless you're doing all that maintenance in between, and I'm a dog groomer, and I couldn't keep up with my dog that many months.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. And I'm talking the haircut breeds.
Uh-huh.
The expectation should not be that I need my dog to look. Keep it as long as possible. We will always do that. But be prepared for that dog to probably be shaved down if you're not doing the work in between.
Yeah.
Now, double-coated dogs.
What is a double-coated dog?
Double-coated dog is going to be your golden retrievers, the ones that have a top layer and an undercoat.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to have those, you know, your Aussies, your Great Pyrenees, I know a million dog breeds, yeah. So my brain's shutting off, but you get the idea. But all dogs that are coming in that haven't been in 4 or 5 months, lower your expectation a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to do the best we can. We don't want to shave down a dog. We want to do the best we can, but we're also not going to put that dog through months of torture or hours of torture because the dog wasn't taken care of for months.
Right.
So again, it just comes down to that expectation. We get a lot of people are like, well, you know, it was winter. I couldn't bring the dog in. Mm-hmm. Really should probably get your dog groomed more in the winter, mm-hmm. in a true Minnesota winter, especially if it has long coat, because it gets matted.
Yes.
You know, and we're not bathing and we're not bathing our dogs because it's cold outside.
Right.
You know, so we've got a dog that's coming in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months that has not even had a bath.
Okay.
You know, so just be mindful of that and be respectful that, hey, as the professional, I'm going to do what's best for your dog.
Okay.
So have that expectation. Has the nails been done in the last 6, 7 months? You know, we're going to do the best that we can.
Okay.
But again, we're a huge advocate of bring your dog in every 6 to 8 weeks. 8 to 12 weeks, depending on your breed, bring it in. Double-coated dogs, we will really, really work hard not to shave them, because shaving those double-coated dogs, again, your Golden Retrievers, your Great Pyrenees, your Aussies,
okay.
even some of your Doodles that are representing more on the double-coated than the mix. We don't want to shave those breeds. It's not good for them. They need those two layers for their insulation.
And insulation, this is what I explain to people. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to shave the dogs like when it's 100 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, your house, you have insulation in there, right?
Right.
Do you take the insulation out during the summer months mm-hmm. and put it back for the winter months?
Right.
Well, no.
Right.
Because the insulation keeps you warm, but it also keeps the house cool.
Right.
And so people think they're doing the dog a service by shaving, like that Golden Retriever, mm-hmm. the St. Bernard, that because they are like Newfoundland, they look so hot.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a huge issue? Because just as much as that insulates from the cold, mm-hmm. it also helps insulate for to keep them
absolutely.
Cooler.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and then the top layer, where is their color, but you're also taking away their protection from sun and from elements. And for whatever reason, the dog, and this is a huge controversy in the grooming world, but what happens is when you shave that, my experience is when you shave that, the top coat doesn't come back. The undercoat actually comes back sevenfold. So now you're creating a dog that's going to need it. And that's the part that sheds. And that's why most people want to do it. It's because my dog is shedding.
Yeah.
And so now you're creating more of it. And then if you keep shaving that dog, and it can happen the first time or the 12th time, that dog is going to get alopecia at some point and stop growing hair altogether.
Ooh, interesting.
So, yep.
Alopecia in dogs?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
I'll be dated. Okay, hey, sit still or come back, and we're going to talk more about spring grooming with Marie from Ma and Paws. When is a black dog not a black dog? When is a black dog not a black dog? We'll be back.